So there is a lot to talk about, but there's one major event that we want to look at today because it concerns you, me, and everybody else. If you're in Rivers State, when you hear the name OSPAC, there's a lot that comes to mind. And we had a report yesterday about their activity in one of the communities. So according to this report, now, the River State Police Command, of course, said they're investigating the matter. But then there was the killing of an Air Force personnel by an OSPAC member in Omanwa in a Ikwerre local government area. That happened. And according to the story and the reports that we got, our correspondent got when he visited the community, was that he actually went there with another person to solicit for the release of someone who was held by OSPAC in Omawa, saying that he should denounce cultism. And that actually, one thing led to another. There was some sort of exchange. And then one, the OSPAC member went to his car, brought out a gun, and shot the Air Force officer who died as a result of that gunshot. And so, it brings us to what we want to look at this morning and the conversation that we want to have. Many have suggested over time that the activities of OSPAC should be looked into. And yes, you would agree that they have provided some sort of, you know, relief for residents in areas where they're still located because of their operations. I mean, you would agree that crime in some areas have really, really gone down. Working with the police, they've been able to achieve that. But some questions still need to be asked. The last time that this conversation about OSPAC came and the abuse of human rights, there was the talk about them not operating detention centers. They don't operate detention centers, they said. And but would ask questions now. The guy that they held from in Omawa community, where did they keep him? If it's not a detention center, then that answer needs to come up. There's also the talks that OSPAC members aren't supposed to carry guns. The police have said that they're not supposed to carry guns. So where did they get the gun that was used to shoot this Air Force personnel? And why are they still moving around with guns if they're not supposed to carry guns? And the police have said they're not supposed to carry guns. What is the police doing about arresting any member of OSPAC that they see carrying guns? That's another question altogether. Well, I'll be speaking with Solomon Lenu, who is the spokesperson of the River State Civil Society. Hello, Mr. Lenu. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew, and thanks for having me this morning.
Okay, so quickly, we want to look at the activities of OSPAC, and the question we're asking is it time for government to put laws in place to regulate their activities, or maybe ban them completely? Is that another option that we can take? Because, for instance, in Emoha local government area, we recall that their operations and activities was banned by the former chairman of that local government. And then when the new chairman, Dr. Lloyd, came in, he actually reconstituted a different, not OSPAC, it was the Emoha, Vigilante something. I can't get the name exactly now. But then he constituted a new security outfit, a vigilante group in Emoha local government area, banning OSPAC. So what should be done now to address the activities of OSPAC in Rivers State?
Okay. First and foremost, it is important for us to realize that what we have in Nigeria is a constitutional democracy. And whatever we do in Nigeria has to be within the confines, you know, of the law and the constitution. As of today, OSPAC, or whatever you call it, is illegal because there is no law, there is no known law within the Nigerian context that supports, you know, such a group. But that said, it is also important to say that you cannot use one illegality to solve another illegality. If you ask most of the communities that have OSPAC, they will tell you that it is because of the crime and criminality that was happening in that domain that necessitated the creation of OSPAC, which is understandable. But then, do you use one illegal situation to solve another one, because as it stands today, OSPAC remains illegal. But having said that, it is also important for us to say it is understandable that OSPAC is a child of necessity. Because in life, there's what we call self-preservation. The need of self-preservation was what pushed the people of River State into forming what we now have at OSPAC, which has now proven, to be another menace because it was properly thought out. At this point, we were thinking that the River State government, should have put in more effort in trying to bring about the neighborhood watch, which they actually proposed initially, and then the federal government stood against them at the time because of prevailing beliefs that they had. But today we have seen that it is expedient for us to have personal security in our state, in our communities, that is separate from the Nigerian police force, because it has been also established that the Nigerian police cannot provide all the required protection security that Nigerians need. As we are talking, if you look at the number of the Nigerian police personnel, you will see that it is abysmal, and one police officer is guiding over 200 Nigerians.
But there's some questions that we need to ask, Mr. Lenu. Yes, the idea of the neighborhood watch came up. Many said it was political. Well, we expected that maybe after the elections at the time, maybe to be revisited. We know that they even were floated and started working, because we had some of them who said they've not been paid. Whether that was done properly or not, that's a whole conversation for another day. What they are doing is another question. How are they operating? But with regards to OSPAC now, at the moment, this would not be the first time we're getting reports of OSPAC abusing the rights of citizens and acting in the manner that they have acted that led to the death of this particular Air Force officer. Now, they weren't even supposed to be wielding weapons in the first place, guns, to be precise. That was what the police said. So how is it possible that we still have OSPAC members operating with guns?
That's the reason why I said OSPAC is an illegal entity. Because first and foremost, you look at it, there is no law backing the activities. You rightly pointed out, the police, haven't seen that they were a child of necessity at some point, actually had some support for them by even trying to see how they can regulate their activities by saying that, look, do not operate, do not have a firearm with you in your operation. But then, if we have to be clear to ourselves, who are the people that this OSPAC are chasing? How do they operate? What are they using to operate? Will they go and use batting or firewood to chase people who have automatic rifles and sophisticated weapons? How does that work? Is that not setting them up for death? That's on one side. Now, secondly, looking at this OSPAC, who are the people that constitute this OSPAC today in our local community? These are cultists, these are criminals, you're talking about people who depend on intoxicants or do whatever they do, must be very high up before they go for their operations and all of these things. And then these are people who depend on some diabolic means and things that are akin to civilization, to enhance their operations. So how do we expect that they were going to operate within the confines of the law when they don't even have any law regulating what they do or what they shouldn't do? We're talking about a group of people that are constituted, with miscreants who, some of them, even if you write down the rules and regulations for which they have to operate, give them a modus operandi, some of them cannot even read.
So then we have to ask the question, who trains members of OSPAC and how are they recruited?
That's the issue. It's not even a matter of asking the question. This is an organization formed arbitrarily out of necessity by the people who feel that they are in charge of these communities. And a situation like that would always have a ripple and negative effect. Let me also tell you, let me give you an instance. The people of Kanai area, under the former local government chairman, saw what was happening when we had the highest level of insecurity. And what were these members of the CASPA? These were the same people who were killing men, people doing all sorts of crime in the local communities that were known. You bring people who have killed several people, and then you now bring to come and protect members of the community.
Mr. Lenny,
they have been killing. But now look at what is happening. A new chairman came and said that, look, we must do away with this thing. And he ended that task back within the first 1 or 2 weeks when he came. And the man has put in down measures to restore back peace in that country.
So
I can tell you today, it is working. Now, the issue of insecurity and cash back for us, it is neither here nor there. Cash back is never a solution to the insecurity. There is never a time when the solution that we are looking for will be gotten from cash back.
Okay, Mr. Lenu.
Having issues like, and let me also tell all that, the number of incidents of this nature that has emanated from the activities of OSPA that is unreported is not growing. If we get to know the atrocities that these people have committed in the local communities, we will actually see that it has well whatever benefit that
Mr. Lenu, are you suggesting that members of OSPAC or any of the other local vigilante groups are also themselves one-time cult members or belong to one or have criminal records?
It is not a suggestion. Go and do your independent investigation. It is all there in public. It is not. No normal, with the mode of operation, no normal same young man will join them. No, that's the challenge.
But
if the government had gotten involved and done what they were supposed to do, you would have seen some young honorable men who have the love and passion for their communities come out or come forward to come and join, you know, things like that that enhance and foster peace in the community. But with the way this OSPAC is right now, no reasonable human being will want to join them. And that's where the problem lies.
But can we say
who are these OSPAC members?
Can we say that in as much as there are reports of human rights abuses and high-handedness on the part of members of OSPAC, can we also say that they have largely contributed to the peace that we are experiencing in some of these communities?
Let me also tell you, I say go to Kana local government. We are at some point that was the harbinger of all the heinous crimes in River State. Go there now. They do not have OSPAC, but there is peace. OSPAC is not the final destination to peace. It is not. As a matter of fact, OSPAC, on the long run, will contribute to more crisis, more insecurity, like we are seeing in some of these communities right now. This is just the beginning.
Mm.
So, what we are saying is that this is the 21st century. There should be more civilized and more modern means of tackling issues of insecurity. First and foremost, you don't just solve the issue of insecurity on the periphery, on the surface. No. Go deep down and look at what are the causes, what necessitated this situation. It started, when it started, how did it start? What was the primary cause? When you go deep down and try to solve those problems from beneath, that is when you can actually find a lasting solution, not the national approach that we are using. So that's the issue.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lenu, for your time. It was very short, but then you've said much that you can. We have to go for a commercial. Thank you very much once again.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. All right. That's Solomon Lenu, spokesperson, River Civil Society Organization. Well, he actually had to come in at just the nick of time to join this conversation. We actually also wanted to have the Civil Liberties Organization South Chairman Carl Okaibu, but for some reason he wasn't able to make it. We're expecting to be with us in the studio CDC Chairman Omawa Community in Ikwe Local Government Area, Ugo China. When he comes into the studio, perhaps he'll give us more light with regards to who is actually looking at the operations of these people in local communities, traditional leaders? Are they answerable to them? Are they answerable to CDC chairman? Are they answerable to... Who are they answerable to? The police have said OSPAC don't have the right to prosecute or detain anybody. They, if they have anyone that's a suspect for any crime or whatever it is, they apprehend and take that person to the police. And that's what they said they've been doing. But with this issue that happened in Mau yesterday, where an Air Force officer was killed, the person that they held and they wanted to denounce cultism, the question is, where did they take him? Where did they keep him if they don't operate detention centers? That's a big question that needs to be answered. The gun that was used to shoot the Air Force officer, where did it come from if OSPAC members are not supposed to carry a gun? But then again, another question has always been, if you don't want them to carry guns and you want them to be in the business of tackling insecurity in their own capacity, how can they do that when the criminals they want to tackle carry weapons? Well, more conversations after now. We'll go for a short commercial. Remember, on Facebook, you can join the conversation, Nigeria Info PH. If you have been harassed or you have an experience with OSPAC before, your rights have been abused, or you have witnessed in your community, in your location, you can let us know. Send that message on Facebook or on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. I'll give that number out again, 0809-030-6416. Or drop a comment on WhatsApp on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. The Morning Crossfire continues after now. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, very much in the studio, and 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, and that's how much time we have left to continue with this conversation. So we're asking the question, following the shooting of the Air Force officer in Omawa community, Ikwerre local government area, amongst other human rights abuses that have been carried out by members of OSPAC over the years, is it time for the government to put laws in place to regulate their activities, or maybe outrightly ban them? Like it was done in Emoha local government area by the previous administration. Well, I have over the phone with us at the moment is the CDC chairman for Omawa community, Ugo China. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So take us through this. What happened in your community yesterday? Our correspondent visited, and the report is that an Air Force officer was shot by a member of OSPAC.
Yes, actually, it was not yesterday it happened. On Tuesday, the unfortunate incident took place on Tuesday.
Okay.
The unfortunate though that we lost such a vibrant young man, very resourceful young man. The community is still in shock at the act that led to highly condemnable. Again, the unfortunate thing is that the young man is not alive to take his own side of the story. Now, the story we have from the one-sided story from the side of the OSPAC. On Monday, there was an arrest of a community member who was requested by OSPAC to denounce cultism. And this, our brother, Kasi, that is Kasi T. Eugene, the federal agent, the Air Force personnel, went to the OSPAC yard to demand that the young man be released. Mm-hmm. Unconditionally without denouncing cultism. He was requested to leave. and then was met to lead through the gate. There was no quarrel, but there was no fight, though there was a kind of altercation. Then that was on Monday. Tuesday, the late Cassie and his friend were somewhere very close to this Ospark boy's house. Then he drove past towards his house, they followed him to his compound, and then that was where they fought. And then from the fight, we just saw what we saw. Now, I have always told our youth, nothing on earth should justify the taking away of someone's life. At least we all know that the sanctity of life is part of the Federal Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Taking of Cassie's life to us is highly condemnable.
Mr. China.
Yes.
So I want to ask you a few questions from what you've said. Now that you've put out what happened, at least from the account of the OSPAC official, OSPAC operations in your community, how are members of OSPAC recruited? Who recruits them and who are they answerable to in the community?
Yes. I know very well that what induced the formation of OSPAC in the Ikwerre local government was there was a bill passed into law by Ikwerre, the 8th Assembly of Ikwerre Legislative Assembly, law of 2020. Now, the bill hit on the formation of vigilante groups in the 12 communities at the world of Ikwerre local government. The bill was sponsored by Honorable God Paweru, the then councillor representing the good people of all our community, in current state as a legislative assembly. So, that bill, after the chairman assented to it, and then later, the OSPAC was adopted as a unified kind of vigilante that should ensure from the positions of that bill.
In other words, they are answerable to the chairman of the local government.
They are answerable. It was community formation, because in all our community, we were the 13th ward that engaged us back of the 13th ward in the Ikwerre local government.
So who carries out the recruitment exercise for OSPAC? If someone wants to be a member of OSPAC, who does the recruiting and how is it done? What kind of individuals are members? Because there are accusations that some members of OSPAC used to be cult members, or some of them are still cult members. And so you have situations where they use their office to attack other cult members who are perceived to be enemies. These are also statements that have been coming out of the public. So how do you address this, and what's the recruitment process like in your community if you want to be a member of OSPAC?
Because it was entirely a community thing, the funding and the recruitment was done by the community. What we did in Omawa, in our own case, of the 8 villages in Omawa town or Omawa community, we divided the membership of OSPAC into like 5 per village or 4 per village. The villages now recruited their sons and then forwarded to the center. And that was how recruitment was done, representing your village. Because why? Each village contributed to 200,000 naira. That was how we went first back. That was how we raised the first 1.6 million. And the women gave us 500,000, 63,000 per village. That was how we were able to raise the 2 million that we spent on the boys during their training and every other thing.
Who trained them?
It was easily done in the village community affair.
Who trained them? Who trained them? You said during their training. Who trained them?
OSPAC has a training ground in Omo, so they said.
Who trained them? Yes, they have a training ground. I understand that they have a training ground, but who is in charge of the training? Because
I was not privileged to visit the training site.
And the community didn't bother to find out who was training these OSPAC members and what kind of training they were receiving.
Well, Actually, that is what I cannot tell. But all I know is that just like I told you, the 13th ward that engaged the services of us back, the Oma community did exactly what others did.
Okay. So now, in your community, since you're saying different communities came together, including yours, to, you know, set up this OSPAC and give them the right to operate, were they also provisions for punishment for members of OSPAC if they abused the rights of members of the community?
Yes.
What would be the punishment? What are those punishments that the community put
the
out?
The punishment will be suspension and you'll be deleted. Of course.
By deleted, you mean?
No, by what I would have disengagement.
Okay. So in this case, where someone's a life, do they have the right to even detain a person or hold a person?
Let me hear you well.
OSPAC members, the police have said the operations of OSPAC is supposed to be, if you find a suspect, you can arrest the person and take them to the police station. You have no right to detain the person, and you also cannot carry guns, to detain. But from the story you gave me, we don't know how long the boy that they said they wanted to denounce cultism, how long was he held and where was he held? Do they detain people in the community? Do OSPAC members in your community detain people?
This particular incident, the boy was just invited and asked to denounce cultism, and he did it after the altercation. The boy also denounced cultism and left immediately. That is to my knowledge.
Okay, so is it part of OSPAC's duty to bring people to denounce cultism? Because we know that the government, the police, working with communities over the years, have been able to get cultists to come out and denounce cultism. We haven't heard of OSPAC organizing any forum where they say people should come and denounce cultism. Is that also a right that the community gave them?
Yes. The community wanted cleansing, because even after government announcement, there were still these mushroom kind of pockets of Bibam Island, and they were making things difficult for the inhabitants of the community. So when the vigilante act came in, challenges on ground was cultism. You understand, stealing. So we told them that this is the only problem we have at hand. So this area are areas that the operation should cover. And then the boys were complying, and the community was more peaceful, because there were no chanting of court whatever again anymore. There were no harassment on the road again between the time they came and when this whole thing happened.
All right, Mr. China. All right, thank you very much. We don't have a lot of time. We'd have to let you go shortly. But quickly, tell us this. You said there are punishments when they violate rights of human rights. How many OSPAC members so far have been punished for violating or abusing the rights of people in your community?
This was in OSPAC in Omaha. I just came in November. We have referred them to a standing security committee that the committee set. It is the committee's report we are expecting.
Okay.
So the committee will investigate and then report to our community, and then the OSPAC guy will be sanctioned.
Okay, in this particular case, now that a life has been lost, what is the state of things? I believe there's calm in the community at the moment, but what is the community now doing to ensure that justice is served?
The first thing the community did was to pump in the culprit. We have to hand him over to the police. That we have succeeded in doing. Now, the community, the leadership will make, and this pronouncement will go beyond the individual. It will also affect the village that the individual is from, having shed the blood of an indigenous.
Okay. So the boy that was said,
we have to punish not just him, the right captives from that community, that village, part of the community, and the membership of that village.
Okay.
But they do what the community at least would have out for them to do.
All right, so the boy that was detained by or held by OSPAC to denounce cultism, has he been released?
Yes.
Did he denounce cultism? The boy held to denounce cultism?
Just like thousands of others did.
So when was he released?
Immediately. That one was just...
Was he released after the death of the police, the Air Force officer, before?
No, he was released that same Monday now. This death was on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. China, for your time. But we have to let you go now. Thank you for the information you've given us as well.
You're welcome.
All right, have a lovely day. All right, quickly now, that was the CDC chairman of our community, Mr. Ogo China, giving us details into the incident. We'll go to the phone lines and get your views as quickly as possible. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. 1 minute. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Yes. My name is J.A.
All right.
Supposing the boy they arrested and they asked to denounce cultism, said, man, I don't want to denounce, what would have happened? They will keep him for life or maybe kill him or stuff. I don't understand. Now, do they have a disciplinary committee that look after this OSPAC right now? And they said they also have an investigative body. How are they trained? Because investigation should even be more than these boys that are doing this job. The people that are carrying guns and the other ones are not carrying guns, who gives who order? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, JJ. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hi, Andrew, good morning.
Mm.
Yeah, Mufasa on the line.
All right, go ahead, Mufasa, 1 minute.
Well, you see, Andrew, there's a popular saying that when abomination stays too long in a system, it becomes a way of life. You do not create a bigger problem while trying to solve a problem. That is what we have in our hands now with this OSPAC activity. As far as I'm concerned, OSPAC has outlived its usefulness. I think the conventional policing should be used to police our society, because this is not the first time we're hearing of this high-handedness and unprofessional conduct of this untrained, indisciplined young men. The person you called that was saying that they have a place where they go to train, I do not believe in that story. These boys don't have any single training. We need to see how they display their ineptitude on the road. You see bottle of alcohol in their vehicles and all of that. So I just expect them to operate. So I think it is time that these boys are removed from the society, because we'll keep hearing of this incident after this one is over, and there will be nothing that will be done about it. It is quite unfortunate.
Thank you very much, Mufasa. Sorry about that, but we had to let you go. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. And we lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, the very distinguished Ifeanyi Andrew, once again.
You're
Temple
Okere. All right, Temple, go on.
The very distinguished Ifeanyi Andrew.
Yes.
You know what bothers me when you ask the CDC chairman, how are these guys being trained? He was not able to provide that answer. As far as I'm concerned, these OSPAC guys are all the same bed of the same feathers. If you come to my area, pay 20,000 naira or 30,000 naira, you are automatically an OSPAC member.
Where is your area?
See, they have no training.
Where is your area?
I'm from Echiri.
Which community?
I'm from Echiri, yeah.
Which community?
And you cannot arrest an OSPAC member in the aspect of he stole something. In the absence of 1 month, 2 months, such a person is doing in the OSPAC regalia, carrying guns up and down. What do you think such a person will do with that, provision? What are we saying? OSPAC, as far as I'm concerned, is constituting nothing but leaders within the confines of our community. And as a matter of urgency, should be scared with immediate alacrity.
Okay.
There is no two ways about it. They involve themselves in boyfriend and girlfriend activity or issues, father and mother problems. Is that the core mandate of OSPAC?
All right.
So the OSPAC at this point in time should be scared. And this gun, they carry up and down. Who authorized the carrying of guns? See, OSPAC member. If he goes to buy bread, he's with the gun. He goes to the toilet, he's with the gun. Wherever you see him, he's handling a gun. And they use this gun up and down, taking all sorts of hard drugs, constituting themselves. They are all drug addicts. I thought I'm concerned. I have my proof. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Mr. Andrew.
Good morning to you, David West.
Thank you very much. ATM Nigeria. Now, let me look at it this way and see how funny it is. These are the same people who shout, the sponsor, people to kill people. You can imagine when the whole community will contribute to the tune of 2 million naira, isn't it? That's what your guest said, isn't it? To train people of which they do not even know where the people are being trained, who is training them, and what kind of training they are being given. But the community has mobilized to raise 2 million. So who did the vetting? It's funny. For me, I think the idea of OSPAC and no OSPAC is something that you do not even need to contemplate. Who are the people that are members of the OSPAC? When some strong people who feel they are very strong in the community, based on the number of people they've killed, the rank they've gotten, they will now be members of one organization or the other. They say they want to protect you. How protective are you? When they do go to their place, they have enemies outside. So it's funny. You are going into the political system. You know how the OSPAC will be used by the politicians who created them. I think when OSPAC started, some people say, no, OSPAC is giving us security. Police is nowhere. This and that. Let OSPAC be our security, our watchword. The further actions is yet to come.
All right, David West, thank you very much. Let's take some of your WhatsApp messages. This one says, Andrew, reading through the lips of that CDC chairman, that's not the kind of lips to extract truth from. He's been economical with the truth. Do not forget that these CDC men play a huge role as regards to this OSPAC of a thing. They have ways of making money from the outfit. Obi sent in this one. OSPAC should be banned because 100% of them are criminals and cultists. If I'm lying, visit their camp and see what they drink and smoke. They are all instruments of politicians. Fato Ken Yabari sent in this one. Someone says, as far as I'm concerned, OSPAC is a OSPAC are political thugs recruited by politicians against the poor Nigerians. If not, how come someone will go with gun in support of political leader to me? I hate them. This one says OSPAC should be banned. Okay, I took that before. Good morning, Andrew. Why OSPAC? People even respect them more than policemen and they go about abusing human rights. I can't relate with their modus operandi. It's unfortunate. Don Dada from Umwebule sent in this one. This one says, Andrew, these guys we're talking about are cultists themselves and stand to be corrected with proof, and their act will bring Rivers State into war because they know because what they know, others know. Okay? Okay. We'll see if we could take one more call before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. My name is Frank.
Okay, Frank, go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak as somebody who grew up in this community and probably think those I wanted to work. Yes, I think, first of all, it is kind of biased that it is who refer to us OSPAC as killing. What happens is that a few bad eggs amongst OSPAC commit these crimes, and often and on, always singled out and handed over to the police. My community, Elele, where I come from, like 4% in society to today, one crime or the other. So the thing is, it is someone who referred to OSPAC commit this and commit that. But that's not that. I think one major thing is that our experience as people who have stayed in this part of community necessitated this necessary evil. I call OSPAC a necessary evil because even if we know that the activities most times are wrong. But trust me, Andrew, we prefer them to what these communities were before they came in. If you do a statistics of the violation and death of these OSPAC members compared to what it were 3-4 years ago, you will understand what we mean. There was a time when even the police officers in those communities could not even stay there as a result of dead-like cultism. And so that's why when this OSPAC are recruited,
the first thing they do is to gather up most of these boys and denounce Scottism. Let me also tell you, they don't denounce this Scottism by flogging them. There are some oaths they take. They make them take this oath so that they don't go back to Scottism. Because whether you like it or not, Scottism was the breeding ground for all these pockets. Okay. At the time, a young boy collected my phone. I went to the house and I was begging him to give it to me. A price was put at stake. I went to the police station and the police station told me that I should go and settle with my brother. I'm sorry. That's why you see police stations in these communities do not attack us as a public do. Because the reason most of them are still alive in that community is a result of the sacrifice of most of these people.
All right. Thank you very much.
So I take it that most times we go out of hand. But trust me, I stay in this community. And I tell you that these people have done more than enough. These ex-mans have witnessed
right.
The highest number of
victims
in
you just at the time. Already. Thank you. We get your point. You're welcome. Let's just take one message from Facebook. Honorable Biobele. He says to me, the CDC chairman, executives and community chiefs should be arrested for these killings because they are in support of the so-called OSPAC they created in their respective communities. They all should be arrested. Well, this is where it is. Whether you like it or not, OSPAC has contributed immensely to improving security in most of these communities. And so you would get the sympathy that people show when you mention OSPAC. On the other hand, there have also been complaints of abuse of human rights. In this case, someone lost his life in the Mama community on Tuesday. And the question we're asking is, how are they recruited? Who trains them? They're not supposed to have detention camps, right? Nobody is saying they should be removed, at least from what most of the callers have said, but then they should be better organized. If you're not supposed to detain people, don't detain them. They carry guns, and they were supposed not to carry guns. There's also the case that if they don't carry guns, how can they fight crime? Well, we'll allow you judge, but that's what it is on the show this morning, the Morning Crossfire. We'll do it again tomorrow. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Thank you very much. On Instagram, it's Ifeemi Andrew Official. Do have a lovely, lovely day.